listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Alex Lynch, and this is episode number 4. Our topic today is fun and uselessness. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. www.podbot.ai. Let's face it, buddy. You make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good, but it's not a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant good. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Maybe we need it, maybe there is nothing better around, or maybe we even like it. Whatever the case may be, we consume that greasy cheeseburger because it's fast, convenient. Help serve your audience with a fast and convenient version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding, easy-to-consume cheeseburger. I mean podcast. Easy-to-consume podcast. A website that encourages people to do absolutely nothing productive actually exists. If you're the king or queen of procrastination, or if all the useless websites that are equally pointless, random and funny are about distracting you from what you should be doing, we've put together the 20 best. You will learn how much resentment bubbles to the surface and how much work you do not do every day, which will help you assess the full extent of your problem. You can even swing worms, tech-colored dogs and more, all in the name of fun. Next, it's important to come together as a team to digest everyone's feedback and analyze what works and what doesn't, and develop a plan for digestion and analysis. Data interpretation is delegated, but contributions to the analysis of team members are needed to generate and buy the widespread understanding, which is necessary for the remaining steps. Nothing inspires a secure password more than a computer that judges your decisions aggressively, not only in terms of security, but also in terms of the quality of the password itself. Alaska is the only state whose name appears on a keyboard line, and Alaska is also the first state in the US to have a "Make It Rain" button. This useless website may not be interactive, but they are cartoon dogs that run in the same direction. Of course, you should click on the Make It Rains buttons, just don't call the RSPCA. If you stick your nose up, you can't tell the difference between an apple, a potato and an onion. Chicken and ostrich are the closest living relatives of Tyrannosaurus rex, but they are not the same. What you use to measure your feet in the shoe shop is called the Brannock device and is the same as on the back of the shoe. You must have thought for a while about naming it and what you would call it before calling it that. It seems interesting and in some ways it's something new, but in some ways it feels like you're overshooting the mark. This kind of uselessness evokes memories of a deep, driven curiosity way back in the early days of my life. In the 78 years that I have experienced a tremendous application of basic research, it has never been so easy to confirm my point of view, even after seeing tremendous applications of the basic foundations of research in more than 78 years. Note that there is no irony in this, and I could go further, but the main point of this essay is that we should not reject this ubiquitous rhetoric. Instead, we must embrace the accusation to the end. According to the paradoxical situation in which we find ourselves, is there a way out, or is this the only way out? The irony is that this is being rejected in order to reclaim the benefits of our efforts by implicitly submitting to the tyranny of productivity. I am not entirely clear in saying that there is no role for the glory of education, because education is useless unless it is limited by certain values such as respect, respect for others and respect for humanity. When a certain skill is no longer in demand, it is up to you to learn a new, practicable skill. There are many useless jobs that are sometimes referred to as such, so-called duvets, which are fillers, because the work needs to be done and not automated. The former data gathering clerk said the challenge of holding on to a dwindling useless job is dividing her experience into other opportunities. Planning your trip today is a self-test. You can navigate the route online, book accommodation and transport and book flights. My advice, however, would be to avoid hackneyed phrases and to find a way of talking and thinking about the problems you are facing. Just to make it sound like you know how the organization works, here are 89 big clichés that will help you get into middle management. If in doubt, say, "I don't have a problem," he said. It did, and eyes, at the end of every word. It sounds action-oriented, but the idea quickly turns into uselessness, which in other words is intended for you. Humor and surprise tend to make the audience accept other perspectives and take a more critical stance. Irony is a powerful medium for questioning beliefs and breaking their foundations. The useless machine is an object designed to be funny, critical, and obviously ironic, but sometimes developers like to have a bit of fun with how useless it can be. The difference between intentional and unintentionally useless items usually comes down to whether or not this item is something that makes the game more challenging and dynamic. It is unrealistic to assume that all elements in a game are the same, so a developer must sometimes enjoy being funny and critical or, obviously, ironic. This is all for today, friends. My name is Alex and this was episode 4 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.